Hello.
Greetings.
Good evening.
Hey, Kirsten.
Greetings.
So I know Paul and Caitlin are both unable to attend. But let's see, do we Jen and Olamide hopefully can make it. And Kat. And Jeremy. Trying to remember who comes to this meeting. I'll put a ping into the officers and chairs. It's just called folio officers. Okay, Jen actually said Olamide is out and I'm at a conference, but she'll be here a few minutes late. Should we go ahead and start? So we're only ex oh, do we know if Kat is coming?
We do not.
She is not a green circle on Slack, though that's not a good indicator of things. Why don't we give Kat 1 minute to see if she responds? Otherwise, I think we may want to
Well,
stop.
we could talk about Missouri before Kat's here anyway.
Yeah, if Kat's not essential to that, that'd be great. I was going to work from the bottom up, but we could work from the top down.
We could all, well, no, actually, Kat should be there for the item five.
Okay. Kirsten, would you? There were two parts to your Slack. They send the signed MOU, but then also, I don't know what, I'm afraid I don't know what, if Kyoto is a person or an entity.
That's the
So
polls.
the Missouri, from my perspective, is fine. They run through the general process, but Simeon might want to question that process, I understood. And so Missouri is okay. But Kilto is a software company from Hungary.
I'm hungry, yeah.
They are quite long already in folio. I think they developed long ago a calendar app or something, and have been quite active in combination with EBSCO. And 2 years ago or last year, they showed up again to become a member. And that came over through Christopher. And let me check. So I sent out an MOU and haven't heard about them. And
And that was way back in end of September, right? So it was a month
yeah,
and a half
and
ago.
then I already crossed them as because I didn't react it for nearly a year. And then they showed up again and said, okay, here we are back. And that was September 13th, and they wanted to contribute manpower. And they already reached out to us, and I sent it to community council, and it was, I think, in the period of change, so no one reached out to them. They are contributing 20 hours per week, and it was not clear to me where this comes from because, yeah, I'm sure someone talked to them. And that is maybe a communication gap we have from time to time, that they are showing up, that especially software companies are showing up. I'm normally thinking they're coming from EBSCO somehow. And in the last period, always Christopher stepped in and explained and had the contact. So, yeah. But nevertheless, they now have an MOU. 20 hours per week. And I thought it's maybe good if the community council chairs or someone who feels appropriate are taking care of those 20 hours a week because they are sending people. It's not just money for CAT to process. It's no money for CAT to process.
Yeah, and of course, we don't really know if they have an intention of actually donating 20 hours a week to anything for the community, or whether they imagine that the work they're already doing for their own purposes counts as 20 hours per week.
Exactly. So therefore, that was my proposal that the community council chairs might want to reach out and talk to them. Because in the past it was, sorry, Simon, just finishing this. In the past it was quite difficult for us to follow up for those who have contributed just manpower if they really contribute something. We are
I was
not.
going to say that I think perhaps the nicest way to do that is actually to follow the standard process, but ask a specific question. Because if they sign the MOU, then we would usually invite them to the CC meeting.
Exactly.
And one of the questions for anyone donating is, how can we connect your effort with the community? And our process is pretty bad, but at least we could try.
Oh, I don't think it is so bad. What I learned from the past was that normally those people are directed to the resource release management stakeholder group, which is taking place on Mondays, and normally one of those Alexis are taking care of those people. But then my knowledge is at its end. So we are giving them into this pipeline. We had to have done that in the past. But no one is controlling anything, and maybe that's not even the intention. And my idea was maybe it's, as you said, the nicest way to of course, being invited to the community council, but maybe it's even nicer if they speak in a smaller circle before what their intention is, before they're speaking up in the bigger circle. But yeah, I'm seeing you, Tom. It's your decision.
I think it outreach from the outreach from community council makes a lot of sense. So, and we can ask them, we'd like to learn more about you. We invite you to present, and we're keen to understand how you want to contribute the 20 hours a week, and the best way we can make that work for everyone. So that'd be fine. Do you have Kirsten, do you have a email thread already going?
Yeah, I can point them to you.
Yeah, I think that sounds good.
It's perhaps premature to do that before they actually agree the MOU, right?
Yes, normally I
So
would.
should we follow up regarding agreeing the MOU?
But they asked for that.
Yeah.
So they asked for a contact. So normally they
Yeah.
never
Okay.
ask. They simply sign an MOU, it comes back, and then I'm trying to fill them into information and help them on their way. But in this case, they directly asked. That's why I.
Yeah.
So you can do a standard process to a certain extent, but normally you need to adjust it to the
Yeah.
what is happening.
Okay. So next step, get them to sign the MOU.
And I know that I'm then pointing them to you, Tom. I mean, it is an opportunity that the manager is doing some things. In very, very former days, the manager talked to some of the li new libraries, but that is long ago.
Do you want to follow up, Kirsten, or shall I write an email saying, hey, is the MOU okay?
Normally it's my job, but if you want
Okay,
to take it
then
over.
no, that's fine. I don't need to take anyone else's job. Okay, so and Missouri's basically all done, right?
Yeah. I hope they reach out to you, Tom and Paul.
They did last week, and we'll schedule them. They asked when are the time frames for future CC meetings. So we'll get them coming to the October 1 or the November 1. Okay, great. There was a suggestion of having a Folio member meeting debrief. I think that came from Jen.
Yeah, surprising because in what I'm not here as a
Oh, it was
member.
Kat. I'm sorry, it was Kat.
That was from Kat. I mean, luckily I'm on this member subgroup, but I'm here as a secretary, so it's a bit interesting that this is part of this meeting. Of course,
Well,
I can do something if you want me to, but.
Kat's not here, so I think we should defer that topic. I'm not sure exactly. It sounded like maybe she had a specific observation or question. Hey, Jen, how are you? Still connecting, perhaps.
I'm here. I'm good. I'm just in a crowded spot.
Yeah.
Hi, Jen.
Hello. Hi.
Thanks for joining while you're at a conference. That's awesome. There was one of the Jen, we've gone through in Slack, we have an agenda running. We've gone through University of Missouri, which is actually taken care of, but the bigger question is Kilto, which is a Hungarian development contractor. We've addressed that. Number two is member meeting debrief. That was Kat's topic. We're going to defer that until she joins. Number three is a topic that just came up at the community council and also emerged for some of us at WolfCon. There is this membership committee or working group. I'm not sure exactly what it is. And they organized the WolfCon, the Folio member meeting at WolfCon, but it's unclear exactly what the scope or activities of the group is, at least to current members of CC. And then Kristen Martin said there is a complete disconnect between this group, which she is on, and the current community council because there's no overlapping membership. So I think there's this whole bunch of questions around member tracking and outreach, member solicitation letters, redefining the membership tiers and value for membership. I think those are the main things. One of the topics, Kirsten, you know about this because Kirsten said you were reaching out because you wanted to make sure that this got addressed. One of the topics that came up is can the member committee come to the next CC meeting so we can hash through this and disambiguate who's doing what.
Yeah, I'm at the moment. So Boaz and I are chairing this meeting. And I'm a bit surprised about this now because we were up to sending you an official letter to the CC chairs and asking for this invitation. And yeah, seems that something ran over me. I don't know. It was Christine Martin an hour ago, or what was it? Oh,
Yeah.
okay, good.
And part of that was because coming out of WolfCon, one of the topics that have been tagged is we have to figure out how there was a whole set of discussions around member benefits and value for membership.
Yeah, that's true.
Fairly extensive. And the question was, how does this relate to what the group you and Boaz are chairing are doing?
I was thinking that is a combined effort, but that doesn't reach the community council, I feel. And I know there have been members. So I was on holiday before WolfCon, so I don't know where this disconnect happened, but it's irritating, yes. But I don't want to discuss it here alone, I think. That is.
No,
so
I think
Boaz and I would wanted to reach out to Tom and Paul, to you and Paul, and to discuss this, what happened.
I think that's probably a good idea. Yeah, because I have 9 levels of intersection or open items regarding membership. So which we probably shouldn't go through, it would be helpful to groom and do some preparation before a wider discussion at community council, in my view.
Mm-hmm.
I will also say at the next CC meeting, I will be on vacation and offline, and I am probably, it would be helpful, I think, for me to be there individually, though.
Yes.
So maybe we can look for a November meeting on that topic. If that sounds, Kirsten, maybe the follow-up is the 4 people you mentioned to connect and sort through things first and do some framing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that is, I can't make, that's the usual point in folio. And maybe that's the reason why everything happened. I can't make, November 10th, I'm sorry.
And let me guess, the next one is going to be the week of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, 24. And
it doesn't affect the German calendar in a big way.
Not really, but
it affects the Americans.
Indian sitting on Paul.
Well, we can take a temperature check to see if the 24th is okay. Well, that will schedule itself for the community council, but that's not the first thing. So,
but it gave us time. What I'm learning here is that we have now time to settle a proper meeting date and talk this through where we are. Does it make sense to have the member subgroup going on any longer?
Are you in regular communication with Kristen Martin on this?
Yes, we are meeting every week.
Would it make sense to you? Should I write to her and say we talked and we're instead of coming to the next?
I will definitely talk to her.
Okay, you're going to talk to her.
Yes.
Great.
So right now we know that not earlier than November 24, we can make a meeting in the whole community council. But we maybe can clarify some things before.
Yeah.
And if you have 9 things on your list, Tom, it's maybe helpful to share this.
Indeed. Why don't we start email? There are too many Slack conversations and they're easy to miss. Okay. So we will not have the membership committee meeting at the next next CC meeting, which is going to be October. I'm taking notes in Slack because this group also has peculiar note taking. And then we have okay. I think I got the notes there. One of the things that Kristen said is that Mike Gorrell had a letter that was going to go out to all potential members. And I know that there was a letter which I had ascribed to Sean, but I think Mike and Sean probably worked on the same letter. But I had a fear that there were perhaps two letters being drafted that would go out to members. Simeon, you know more.
Yeah, although I have known more, maybe I can't add clarity at this point. There were several different letters for different purposes floating around at all the same time, and there was just an overall lack of coordination of the letters and coordination with other things that were going on. I think actually now is kind of a good time because there aren't other things going on. But I think this is something that, CC should sort of own the process in re to make sure it accounts for everything else.
I think the late engagement of the last community council run into a abrupt change in the whole community council setup, and the old community council didn't finish this work, and then there was simply a hard stop, and the new community council took over. And maybe would be a good idea to do some onboarding exchange with old and new members. And I thought I heard you saying something like that, Tom.
Yep. Okay, that's good. So it doesn't sound like we have anything. It sounds like the conversations with the membership committee will unearth at least some of that.
Mike's on that meet on that group as well.
Yeah. Okay. Then I think the last topic is the one that you added, Simeon, officer practices and record keeping.
Which was an offshoot from a discussion between Kirsten and me, mainly me going, who makes sure this stuff ends up in Google? It's unfortunate that Kat is not here because it might be good to talk holistically. I'm certainly very happy, Kirsten, for you to keep following that practice because, for one, you're probably more reliable about doing it than I would be. So that's a plus.
Maybe so it was a good practice in the last circles of change that the longer in charge officers took the new officers and gave them some introduction, how the Google Drive is organized, how we are working, and what the structure is. And I'm happy to sit together with you for half an hour and do that,
Is
if that
that
helps.
something where we should get Kat involved as well, or is she happy doing her thing and doesn't need to be a
If she has, she's super busy always and super stressed. So it is definitely not super necessary, but nice if she's. So I can do the start and then she can maybe take over and introduce you to the invoicing processes. But we really tried hard to bring together both processes, and we have one famous Excel sheet where everything is happening. And when this Excel sheet is not maintained, we are in a mess. But if we do it, we are fine. So just let me know. We can have that conversation and
So it sounds like I shall reach out to you and to Kat to try and
that would
give
be,
some
I think,
time.
the easiest part. So normally this meeting is for those, but
Yeah.
as we enlarged it for good reasons, we might need another slot. Or
Yeah.
we'd simply take this slot next week or so.
Yeah. Okay. I will do that. Probably we should take the opportunity that I have to write down how this all works as the new person who's learning it, and therefore there'll be a copy of that floating around somewhere.
Simon, there's a README file in the Google Docs where.
Well, okay. I check the README then, according to the notes.
But maybe that is not up to date, so I'm very
Yeah.
careful.
Yeah.
We all try our very best. But while we are here, I really have a topic. I was approached by one of those new members we had, and they were wondering how their logo goes to the official Folio webpage, because traditionally the officers just take care of the wiki. The official webpage was always some EBSCO thing to maintain. But I think those people are completely right, and we need to add on a workflow to let someone who's maintaining the website know that there are new members, and I think they have the rules and rights what to bring in, how the logo needs to be designed, and all those kind of things, and then add those logos to the website. And who is responsible for that? In very former days, we had a community outreach SIC, which is long gone.
So this is perhaps something that everyone would object to, but why does EBSCO maintain the official Folio website?
That's an interesting question.
Why does the community not maintain that website?
Because they did it?
Yeah, no, the history is obvious, but, you know, now, of course, I don't like websites in general. So for me, I would just use the wiki, but I can understand that people say that's not good for marketing and things.
They want to see their logo somewhere. I mean,
Yeah.
We have a very, very simple list where the members are listed somewhere in the wiki that is not super obvious. And that we have the members well maintained on the website, I think is a very good idea. So, and I'm sure that when we reach out to Rachel, we will find someone. But maybe, I don't know, maybe Peter Murray can help us here.
I don't think Peter can, because Peter has no access over that website. I think Rachel can get anything done on the website.
And to start a process how to maintain the website is again a topic for the community council.
But to me, you know, EBSCO should maintain EBSCO's information about Folio, but really the community should have ownership of the Folio website.
So, Simeon, do you have a sense that there's content we cannot put up on the Folio website?
No, I just think that we're one step disconnected from the process of management and thought about that website. So I'm sure it could be well managed and it could be front and center for the Community Council's thought process whilst being maintained by EBSCO if we took care to do that, but that has not happened.
Yeah,
it's not as if EBSCO are doing anything nefarious or wrong. You know, they're providing a valuable service to us for no fee, but it creates a peculiar situation for management.
And it's interesting how things are happening. I mean, for example, the Universidad de Concepción which is quite a new member, is on that website. Linköping is on that website, so someone is taking care. I mean, so, I'm really trying hard to announce new members on the Community Council channel when I'm having the MOU done. I don't know if that already triggers something on the website to reach out and put them on, but it's not a correct process, and I would propose that we clarify this and document it, and then it's easy to follow up.
Kirsten, and that this is, I agree with that. I think so EBSCO is part of the community too, and Rachel, in my experience, is quite responsive. to adjusting things, and not in any way with an EBSCO lens. There is, I think, a lack of structure and input from the community side. And I would suggest, if this is a great community council topic, and I think what we need to do is get some people other than Rachel, who is not on CC, in a position to feed content in and move some of this material over. The other question I have is there. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Kirsten.
What about inviting maybe Rachel into the community council and explain the procedure around this website, and then find more people helping her? And I mean, for me as a secretary, it's super easy when I have the MOUs run ready and are updating the wiki page to add another step in my columns on the Excel sheet, inform those people to add the logo to the website. That is a simple step.
Yeah. There's a related topic, which is it seems like it'd be really good not to just have a list of Folio members, but also a list of Folio users, and maybe a map online, ideally on the website, but maybe.
If I'm Simeon, help me please. That was an action we already took in the last period of community council. I know I draw a list of self-hosting libraries and shared it, and I know that IndexData shared their customers, and we were talking to EBSCO sharing their customers. I don't know where this.
Yeah, so I think the self-hosting ones got updated on the website, because that's a wiki page. I think IndexData now has a public list.
They do. You're right. They do.
And obviously EBSCO has their public list. So I think that's in a way that it should be now manageable.
Yeah.
Sean cobbled together a list of members, or potential members, I guess, potential members. He got up to 84 libraries, which is well less than about the 300 that there seem to be in the world. This also, to me, there's the community council, there's a membership committee or working group, and then there's the officers. And I think there's some questions about how do we design good workflows and communication that spans all three groups, and we understand what are the bounds of each group's responsibilities. Hey, Jeremy.
Sorry for being late, folks.
We took notes. I'd say good notes, except I took most of them, so I'm not going to say that because they might be pretty holy. But in the Slack channel.
Thank you.
I think website is a good topic in and of itself, and we should definitely get someone from CC working, or a committee reporting to CC and working with Rachel and the EBSCO folk on their WordPress site. Okay. Do we have, I guess we just talked about, thanks, Simeon. I guess number 7 is Folio website and list. I'm just going to jot this down. Do we have anything more for the officers meeting today?
Just checking the next date, maybe, when everybody is so busy, if that works out. So Hopefully, it's
the
not
November 10th.
Oh, that's the 10th. I will not be here on the 10th.
I'm out as well as I'm out on the community. I'm out this whole afternoon. I'm sorry. The community council and the offices meeting. So does it make sense to move the meeting a week earlier?
I could do this time on the 3rd.
I could as well.
Jeremy is nodding. Jen, can you do it? Thumbs up is fine.
Sorry, yes, I can do. We're talking about November 3rd, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that already a critical mass? So we can decide on this? And I think Caitlin sent out that meeting, so she needs to move it. So we need to have it in the agenda notes, please.
The Slack notes.
The Slack notes. I can't move it. I'm sorry. And hopefully she's back until then.
I'm tagging her now.
Yeah, for real. I hope she's at that meeting.
You know what? She might not be.
But we can simply all block the date in our calendar and simply go into the link. I mean, it's always there, isn't it? It's open generally.
It looks like it's an OLF link, so that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We're also entering the time of funny time zone changes.
Yeah, we do. Oh, terrible.
Well, we can just plop it onto the calendar and hopefully people will show up during the right hour. It's
so the community council meeting is next, seems to, that looks weird. No, it's 10 Eastern. It should move automatically.
Okay. Well, since everyone's doing their own invitations, it won't move.
Please, Tom, can you please say what time Eastern is this meeting right now? Is it 11?
This was 12.
Yeah, ask Simeon because he's actually an Eastern and doesn't have to do math.
And I can't change the time zone. Yeah.
So that means the same time slot would be 11 after time shift for 11 Eastern.
No, the Eastern time zone is the master. It's the source of truth. So it's always Eastern. It's always the same time, but all the others need to adjust with the time shift. So
okay,
and it's always 4 weeks in autumn and 4 weeks in spring, where we have this wonderful challenge.
I think okay. I'll be all right.
I am doing, it looks like I can duplicate Caitlin's meeting invitation. I'm going to make a duplicate and change it to 1 week earlier from noon to noon 30 Eastern time on November 3rd. And everyone should disregard the November 10th meeting.
That is great. Yeah, I'm just seeing the community council on the 27th is not at 4 o'clock my time, but 3 o'clock my time. So here it worked perfectly fine, the automatic shift, but it's just in that week. And the product council is as well an hour earlier in the member subgroup. But it's just that week. Do we just have 1 week of chaos in autumn? When is your time shift in America?
Oh.
Is it first of is it in the on the 1st of November?
It is November 2nd.
2nd of November, yeah.
That's why we don't have a lot of overlap, and we have it.
26th of October.
Yes, exactly. It's just 1 week, so we are good. We are good. Everything is fine.
Great. Okay, then I think we're in good shape.
Okay, so I'm leaving. Let the chairs do what they want. Bye-bye.
Hi.
See you. Thanks, Kirsten. Thanks, Simeon.
Well, howdy, chairs.
I had a list which I didn't. I think I created a stub page, but I didn't get the page in. I had one thing which was to do review the to-dos from the tri-council meeting, because PC, CC, and TC each took at least one to-do, in some cases two. And the other topic was setting up the next, or doing some advanced scheduling for the next tri-council meeting. Did we want that to be December? Are we looking for January? Those were two small items.
What were the PC's to-dos? I'm feeling out of the loop with the tri-council meeting just because I attended it remotely, and
Yeah.
I really was focusing more on driving than the meeting.
That was good. I think we kept telling you to do that too, so that's great. We just hold on, let me finish this note to Caitlin.
Sure.
Yeah, Maccabee gave us a nice this must have been a topic in CC today
It we just did it, yeah.
because we got our nice reminder list from the meeting.
And I will get the CC. Well, hope I don't know if the CC notes have been published yet, but let me pull that up. We had all the to-dos were there. Okay. And I still have the tab open, but I have so many tabs that that is always a challenge.
I'm like definitely looking through my notes on all the meetings I've been to for the last week, because I know that I told some group of people somewhere at some point that I was going to bring something up to the chairs. Cannot for the life of me remember what it was.
I put the CC meetings in Slack because I'm on my phone, but it's there
Thank
if
you,
you're still
Jen.
looking.
We go to chairs. Okay, PC had there was a re request to work more on the development requests, the visibility development requests, which dovetailed well with the dashboard that's under development, and the DIP proposal. Caitlin had volunteered at the meeting to take that to PC and to continue to work on that at PC.
Yeah, we're on it.
And she said that was going to be on the, she already slacked somewhere that that was a topic. The other one started as the list of orphaned apps, but then moved into kind of, I think, more of an omnibus list of the folio modules and current maintenance status, which would show orphaned apps plus kind of other things that were touched or untouched.
This for the PC orphaned apps?
That was also for PC. I can't
Okay.
remember who volunteered, but it was a PC thing.
Okay. I think that is something we needed to be reminded about.
And the notes from the tri-council meeting were, I had taken additional notes, but the notes from the tri-council meeting didn't reflect that as sharply as I think they could have. If
Yeah, I
you
see him.
if you click at the top, there's the link to the tri-council notes are there, so you can see that. And someone suggested this morning we could go listen to the recording, if that was of particular interest. And then Jen, I think those were the only two PC things, Jeremy. Jen, the dashboard for tracking Jira points and the cost metrics, I think something that would feed into kind of maintenance burden or maintenance points. TC was volunteered for that. Maybe that was you who volunteered it.
Yeah, that makes sense. I don't know if it'll look exactly like Jira points, but we were supposed to do some discovery around how much
Right.
effort we're doing. Yeah.
And then the other thing, Jen, was the counting things subgroup, which was the DC follow-up.
Yes, I need to get a doodle out for that group.
And I thought you had volunteered to convene, so I bolded your name on that. Jen, you were also volunteered for the Koha investigation.
That makes sense.
Jeremy, Stephen volunteered to convene the AWS group with two prongs. One is rationalizing the current costs and cost distribution, and the second was the hosting, a potential hosting from.
Sorry, so I have a question about this one. So I had sort of started joining that group back during Eureka, just because I was working on the Eureka stuff. And I've kind of stayed on the invite, but haven't really been participating. But we don't really have someone from TC on that group. Peter was originally like the technical representative, but he doesn't report to TC in any way. Like he doesn't come to our meetings or anything. So I'm wondering if it's okay for me to join that group or to say me, and maybe it'll end up being somebody else. But it feels like TC should be involved, and this slightly weird Peter relationship doesn't seem like enough.
So who is the index data representative on the TC? I thought it was Peter.
It's
He's on
Wayne.
CC.
Yeah,
Sorry,
Peter's
so,
on CC.
oh, it's
Wayne
Wayne.
is
It's
on the
Wayne. Yeah,
TC. Yeah.
that's right. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Wayne is there, I guess.
Jen, I think it was open, and as TC co-chair, if you'd like to be there, that makes eminent sense.
Okay, and maybe I'll check in with Wayne too, and see how he's perceiving his involvement.
I think
Okay.
Wayne, if I recall, Wayne was a little bit leery of getting too many index data people in there, but he had some specific ideas, and it didn't seem the kind of thing that would be necessarily skewed one way or another, back well or poorly, by having a commercial presence.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
Everyone would be best served by spending less money on AWS.
Yeah, I think that's. And then we had some at the CC. We went over the CC to-dos below that. But yeah, I just wanted to make sure the TC PC action items were accurately reflected.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Jeremy, did you remember your item?
I
Okay.
did not.
Slack's always there, and when it comes back to you. The other question is, do you all I don't think there's necessarily precedence for the I think the tri-council meetings are supposed to be quarterly, and that's probably a good cadence. Which means we should have one at the end of winter, or so that means that we probably should have one at December or at the beginning of January. I don't know if you all or our respective councils have a preference. I did ask today, and it was mostly crickets, except for Stephen, who said, I think January is probably better. He said with about that much conviction. So.
I think January is probably better too. Partly, I don't know what is it going to be like for Caitlin when she finally gets to go back to work. I just wonder if letting them have a little more time before we had tri-council would be good. Plus last year we did it in January, and that seemed easier for people than trying to deal with the holiday schedule.
Great. Does it make sense to try to pin a meeting window down now, or knowing that it'll be January, we can get to this sometime in the next month or two?
I like the idea of just kind of saying January, and maybe we can start communicating that out to people, that vague January thing, and like nail a date down maybe when we have more vision on what January looks like.
Fine with me.
It seems like the week of the 12th is probably a safe-ish bet, but we don't need to say for sure.
Yeah, I would want to do mid or to second half of January, just to let people get back from vacations and get their feet under them.
Okay. So we'll say, I'll find the notes page that I started, and I'll put that down in there. Okay. Do we have anything else for today?
I'm good.
You're
Yeah, I can't think of anything else.
so boastful.
Well,
The uncharacteristically boastful for you, Jeremy.
as good as can be expected, I guess.
I will say Stephen Pampel had a wonderful turn of phrase during community council. I was like, well, did that, what happened to that? And he said, oh, I think that just fell off the cracker, which I had never heard before. I said, is that a Texas phrase? He goes, oh, yeah. I'm like, that is wonderful. I'm going to try to use that.
Nice.
Yeah, I appreciated that. Very colorful.
It's in keeping with the all the dip jokes that we've been making recently. So.
I appreciate it's the most memorable of all the proposals. Seven layer dip.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good show. Thank you both. Well, I'll plop the I'll retroactively create the stub document, and then we'll be in good shape.
Awesome.
Great.
Thanks,
Thank you.
folks. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Enjoy your conference, Jen.
Thank you.